in the Jewish community in Bovel had a special type of autonomous government. And the autonomous government was that the head of the Jewish community was a man that was called the Reish Galusa, the head of the exile. In Greek, he was known as the Exilarch, the head of the exile. He was descended from the house of David. He was really the pretender to the throne. In effect, he said that if and when the Jewish community will be returned to the land of Israel and the government will be reestablished and it will be a monarchy, then he'll be the king. And he had temporal powers. He was granted powers by the Babylonian authorities. There was a Jewish police force. The Reish Galusa even had the right to enforce capital punishment. He also collected taxes, and he ran a court with all the trappings of a king. Now, it will depend who the Reish Galusa is. Some of them were scholars, some of them were ignoramuses. And some of them were very fine people, and some of them were not so fine people. Some of them were peaceful, tranquil, and lived well with the rabbinic authorities. Others were always controversial, abrasive, and involved in constant struggle. And we will see that, and especially after the Babylonian Talmud and the time of the Gaonim, the struggle between the forces of the Reish Galusa and between those of the rabbis, those struggles became more heated and more violent. And that when we discuss the period of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, so then we'll see how it actually broke out into a type of civil war. But this was the system in Bovel. The Jews had their own government, they had their own police, they had their own taxes, they had their own world, so to speak. And there were many Jewish cities in Bovel where the population was either all or majority Jewish, cities that were closed on the Sabbath, cities that moved to a Jewish rhythm. And that this helped strengthen the idyllic ideas and the idyllic age of the Jews in Bovel, because they not only had this great spiritual development, but they had a physical autonomy as well. We'll see the same thing that the Jews possessed when they first came to Poland. In the 1400s and early 1500s, the first 150 years in Poland, the Jews also had autonomy. Whenever the Jews had autonomy, so then they were able to establish their own type of life, and they were able to see to it that Judaism was rooted very deeply amongst the masses. However, when they had to be in a completely foreign environment and respond to the foreign government and the foreign customs and foreign demands, so then there naturally was a weakening of their commitment and of the strength of Torah study and of everything that they could accomplish. So this is the age, the transitional age, the transitional generation, the end of the Tanoim, the beginning of the Amoraim, the movement from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, and the establishment and the rooted establishment of the great Jewish community in Bovel, which would serve to be the center of Judaism for the next almost 800 years in an unbroken line, unbroken chain of accomplishment and of Torah study.